So you filed the extension back in April, the return's still not done, and now there's this balance sitting there that you can't clear. And somewhere in the back of your head, you're wondering if asking for more time put you on some kind of list.
It didn't. That's actually the easiest part of this to answer. About 19 to 20 million people file Form 4868 every year.
19 to 20 million.
Right. Out of roughly 160 to 165 million individual returns. So call it 12%, about 1 in 8 filers. And a decade ago, that number was closer to 13 million. So it's grown by about half.
Why the jump?
Mostly paperwork that shows up late, not procrastination. K-1s from partnerships and S-Corps. Corrected 1099s from brokerages. Multi-state documents. Those things land in March or later, sometimes after a preparer's cutoff. Plus, self-employed folks still closing out their books. People going through a move or a death in the family or a divorce.
Okay, but let me stop you. Because I think the thing the listener's actually scared of is the audit question.
Not a factor. The IRS has never identified filing an extension as an audit trigger. Returns get selected on what's in them, not when they arrive. If anything, a rushed, error-filled April return is the riskier document.
Fine. So what's the part people get wrong?
The payment deadline. An extension moves exactly one thing. Your filing deadline, April 15 to October 15. Your payment was still due April 15. So the failure to pay penalty, 0.5% per month, plus daily compounding interest, those started April 16 on whatever was unpaid.
Wait, so it's been running since April and nobody told me?
Quietly, yeah. No letter. That's the piece that catches people. The extension protects you from the filing penalty, the 5% a month one, and nothing else.
5% versus 0.5%. That's 10 times.
10 times. Which is why the article's whole argument for extensions is that gap. There's a hypothetical in there. A $12,000 balance, W-2 employee, bonus was under withheld.
Walk me through it.
Scenario A. You file the 4868, pay nothing, then file and pay in October. Payment penalty is 0.5% of $12,000, so $60 a month, 6 months, $360. Interest at an illustrative 7% annual rate is roughly $420, so about $780 added. You're paying near $12,780.
And if I just ignored the whole thing?
Scenario B, no extension, no return. Now both penalties run and the combined charge is 5% a month. 5 months at 5% is 25% of $12,000. That's $3,000. Then the filing penalty caps out and the payment penalty keeps going, another $60. So about $3,060 in penalties, plus the same $420 of interest. You're near $15,500.
So the extension itself saved, what, $2,700?
Roughly $2,700 on that balance. And then there's scenario C, which is the one I want people to hear about, even though it's an April thing.
Go.
The 90% safe harbor. If you pay at least 90% of your total tax by April 15, and the rest when you file by October 15, the IRS generally doesn't charge the failure to pay penalty. Interest still runs on the shortfall. In the example, paying $10,800 leaves $1,200, and interest on that is something like $42 over 6 months.
Generally. You said generally twice.
On purpose. It's a rule the IRS applies, not something I can promise for your file. And it depends on your total tax being what you thought it was. If the real number comes in higher, your 90% wasn't 90%.
Okay. So say I'm past all that. Extension's filed, October's coming, and the money isn't there. What actually happens?
There's a sequence. You file in October, the balance gets formally assessed. That's the word, assessment. The moment the IRS records the number. Then CP-14 shows up. That's the first bill. Typically about 21 days to pay. Then CP501 and CP503, reminders. Then CP504.
CP504 is the levy one?
Notice of intent to levy. At that point, they can take your state tax refund and a federal tax lien becomes a live possibility. Then LT11 or letter 1058. That's the final notice. 30 days after that, wage garnishment and bank levies become legal. And that same notice carries your formal appeal rights.
Say that last bit again, simpler.
The letter that opens the door to garnishment is the same letter that opens your appeal window. So it's the one you never throw away.
And the worst branch?
You extend and then miss October 15, too. Then the 5% failure to file penalty applies retroactively from the original April due date, as if the extension never existed. Which is why the short version is, file even if you can't pay. Filing is what stops that 5% clock.
Even with nothing attached to it.
Even with nothing attached to it.
So what are the options for the balance itself?
Ladder. Pay in full by October 15 if you can raise it. Interest and the penalty stop the day payment posts. Next rung, a short-term plan up to 180 days, $0 setup fee. Penalties and interest keep running, but the collection notices stop.
And past 180 days?
If you owe $10,000 or less, there's the guaranteed installment agreement. That's the statutory one, IRC 6159C. If you meet every compliance condition, the IRS is obligated to accept it. The hard part is meeting all of them, and that's a question about your filing record, not something anyone can tell you over the phone in 10 seconds.
Right.
Above that, a streamlined installment agreement up to $50,000, up to 72 months, set up online without full financial disclosure. There's a setup fee, and interest and penalties keep accruing. Currently not collectible if paying anything would cause genuine hardship. Collection pauses, but the debt and the interest stay. And penalty relief if your prior 3 years are clean. That removes penalties, not tax and not interest.
One more thing I want on the record. The IRS workforce.
Down roughly 27% in 2025. Phone lines and manual processing are slower. But extensions are automatic and electronic, so those weren't affected. And the collection notices are automated too. Those never slowed down.
So don't count on the mail being late.
Don't count on it.
Last thing, who genuinely doesn't need us?
Most of those 20 million. If you're due a refund, if you owe something, you can clear by October 15 or on a 180-day plan. If your only problem is missing paperwork, handle it yourself. Where experience changes things is when the extension year is one of several unfiled or unpaid years. When the balance is big enough that plan structure and penalty relief and lien exposure all interact. When you're self-employed and this stacks on missed estimated payments. Or when October 15 already passed and notices have started. In those, the order you fix things, returns first, then penalties, then the balance, can change the total.
So, next 24 hours, log into your IRS online account and find your real number, not a guess. Pull last year's return, this year's income documents, and any payments you've already made. And if the balance is bigger than you can clear by October 15, get it looked at. 888-825-7779. Our people are enrolled agents, the review's free, and it's about 15 minutes.
And file. Whatever else you do or don't do, file.